I'm telling these tears, go and fall away, fall away. Oh, may the last one burn into flames. What's up, Wisconsin? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. With me, as always, is my amazing producer, Brian Kelly. Hope you all had a great Labor Day weekend. I know I enjoyed three full days off, Brian.
I'm tired.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I'm fighting something, too.
Oh, no, that's the worst. Sometimes you need a vacation from your off days, if you know what I'm saying.
I play hard, friends. I play hard.
That's work hard, play hard. That's the one, the rules to live by, everybody. And it is back to school for the vast majority of the state. Brian, you were taking your beautiful daughter, Darby, who's 12, I believe. You were taking her
old
to school today.
Yeah, we sent her off. The girl behind us also is going now for the first time. Her previous school went up to 6th, and now she's joining. So she has a buddy for the bus in the morning, which is nice, even though she could probably walk to school. But she still buses, so all right.
That's nice to have. When I went to grade school, I was walkable distance. So I would walk to St. Pius X Catholic Grade School on 76th and Center, often with a couple of the friends from the neighborhood that we would join up along the route, right? Eventually got to the bike riding. But when I went to King, Rufus King, on 19th and Capitol, I was taking the city bus. And that took some planning. That required getting up real early. First bell used to be at 7:10 in the morning. I mean, it was rough.
So picture this. My buddy has twins. 16-year-old twins. You just met them. They go to the same high school that Michelle Obama used to go to in right down the street from the DNC at Whitney Young, which is a far, far way for them to go. But they sometimes take the blue line every morning, the Chicago blue line, which they can walk to from their house. But they go and take a good 45-minute to an hour train ride down and back for their schooling. Imagine, you know, Chicago public schools. It's great that you have public transit, and it's great that the two of them can do that on their own. They didn't do that for the entirety of their schooling, of course. But, you know, also my buddy has to go and drive them down for swim practice, which you want to talk about getting up early in the morning. They have to be there at 5:45. So, boy.
Yeah, that is a lot. Of course, with sports and everything, I was lucky enough to have parents that would pick me up usually after practice, because that made for a hell of a long, long day, as it sounds like it does for your friends' kids as well. Listen, I hope everybody is back to school. First business day of September is starting off well for you. We have beautiful weather across most of Wisconsin. You can always catch news, weather, and sports at the top of the hour, every hour, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. But Brian, I wanted to ask, how was your Labor Day? How did you spend your day off celebrating? Were you celebrating those that labor?
Yes, in that I was the one laboring and now not. we went to Oak Creek Lions Fest, which usually ends up happening over Labor Day weekend, and watching cover bands that are really awesome, and watching kids scream and yell and run around in a small enough area that you can contain them, but fun enough that we can all have a great time. And I had my sister with her. She's got a first grader and a kindergartner. So that was there was never a second where we could stop for any moment, because all of the seconds have to be filled with something to do at all times from morning, noon, night. They're active,
course, yeah.
Wonderful kids. But every now and then I did get a flying crotch shot, which is very important to continue with. And then eventually I did get both of our dogs. They brought their dog with them. Both of them got stung by bees, and I got stung by bees 4 times in defense of those dogs. So that was fun. We had Benadryl in the dogs and they napped, and I did not get Benadryl, but I'm still itchy.
So there was Benadryl. Was there any beer and brats?
Oh, there were beer. Lots of beer.
So Benadryl beer. Was there any baseball listening? I mean, there's always the three B's of every weekend.
I did watch a lot of baseball, and the Cubs had a really good, they've been doing really well. And Willy Adames hit 5 home runs in a row. That's pretty awesome. You know, that's
apparently. Yeah. So if you've been following the Brewers, again, they have been doing just exceptionally well. I'm going to knock on some wood here. They logged a huge win against St. Louis yesterday. That was a big 9-3 victory. They got St. Louis again this evening. That game time first pitch at 6:40. Folks, you can catch it on the usual Civic media outlets. But Willy Adames, I think he either has the record or he's close to the record for greatest number of 3-run home runs by any shortstop. Yep. Or so. He's tied. Okay.
That's pretty amazing. And it's really good because I have him on my fantasy baseball team, and that helps me out because I made it into the playoffs. Whew.
Well, there you go. I have tried the fantasy baseball a few times, Brian. 2 years in a row I tried. I do not have the time every day.
It's an everyday thing. In the morning, you gotta check it. You kind of have to know everybody's bullpen if you're gonna be good at it.
I thought I was a baseball nerd. Then I joined a fantasy league and I was like, I am not a baseball nerd. There are people that spend far more time than I do.
For your baseball nerds out there, we have some, I just got some breaking news right now. We have six tickets to give away for tomorrow's Cardinals game. 6:40
first
pitch. So if you can go, give us a call.
Yeah, Brian and I, listen, between now and the end of the show at 4 o'clock, we will come up with 3 incredible Brewers trivia questions. I've given a couple of stumpers, and I don't want anybody getting stumped. We'll give away 3 pairs of 2 tickets apiece to tomorrow, not tonight, tomorrow, Wednesday's St. Louis Milwaukee game.
6:40
at AmFam Field. So keep your ears open. Brian, should we do a pair of tickets right now?
Yeah, let's do it.
I love that. Now, let me go through my Rolodex of random Brewers factoids. And here it is. Your easy Brewers trivia. For a pair of tickets to tomorrow's Brewers St. Louis Cardinals, the dreaded Cardinals, game at 6:40 at AmFam Field. The first caller with the correct answer at 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. We'll get a pair of tickets in the beautiful club level to the Brewers St. Louis game tomorrow. Here is your trivia question. What year did the Brewers go to their first World Series? This is a gimme. This is pretty easy, everybody. What year did the Brewers go to their first World Series? That is your trivia question to win. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Nothing better than starting out with giving away a couple of tickets. I love that. If you want to call up and get those tickets, say hi to Fancy Brian. If you aren't lucky enough to get them this segment, keep listening. We're going to give away 2 more sets of tickets before the show is out. And folks, do we have a welcome back to work and school show for you today? So excited. We got Ben Weston. He's going to be joining the show in short order here. That is Dr. Ben Weston. He is the medical policy advisor to Milwaukee County. I'm going to give you folks an update on West Nile, talk about a couple of things, because we've had some indications that West Nile is percolating here in Wisconsin. We got Dr. Ben Weston. We have Chef Adam Pavlak is going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour for the first of what will be a weekly segment of Yes, Chef. I cannot wait to talk to Adam about food and all of the wonderful things that make up Wisconsin's restaurant and culinary scene. At 3 p.m., of course, it is Maggie and the Millionaires Talking Money. Today, we've got Saru Jayaraman, the president and co-founder of One Fair Wage, a national organization, campaign, and coalition fighting for a full and fair minimum wage. You're not going to want to miss that. And at 3:30, We have Assembly candidate Kristen Alfheim. She's going to be joining us. Such a busy lineup. You're not going to want to miss 1 minute of it, folks. All coming up this hour on The Maggie Dawn Show. I'm Maggie Dawn. My producer is Brian Kelly. If you call up 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842, be sure that you say hello to Brian as we try to give away this first set of Brewers tickets. And I'm going to check in with Brian to see if we have already done that. Have we given them away?
We have.
Who is our big winner this
congratulations,
afternoon?
Congratulations, Dana. Dana, congratulations. You have won, knowing that the answer was 1982.
Yeah, the famous 82 Brewers, of course, that went to the World Series. I was 5. You all can do the math. And boy, was that a heartbreaker. I remember my dad being very disappointed. That also, I think it was 83 where we got the free burgers at George Webb's. All good things. We're going to take care of some business. Take a couple of quick messages coming up here. And then Dr. Ben Weston is going to be joining us. And we're going to check in on what's going on with the West Nile virus here in Wisconsin. We're just getting Ben set up to join us. I was a little shocked personally when I read about the fact that there have been not one, but two West Nile deaths here in Wisconsin most recently. And I believe, do we have Ben here on the line? We're going to bring him on the phone. Hello, Dr. Weston. This is Maggie. Is that you?
This is me. How are you doing?
It's wonderful. We got Dr. Weston. We got to take care of some quick messages. We're going to come back with Dr. Weston. We're going to talk a little bit about West Nile, where you can find out more information. We're also going to talk a little bit about vaccinations for going back to school. So very important. Keep it locked, everybody. We're going to give away more tickets. We got a loaded lineup for you coming back to work and school on this beautiful Tuesday, September 3rd, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Maggie Dawn. This is The Maggie Dawn Show. We'll be back with more in just a moment. Keep it locked.
Just a bit outside.